That way I can delineate my personalities. My address is 89 Gore Avenue in Railtown. It's in the Edge Building, right across from Ask for Luigi's, right near Chinatown, right near Gastown. So it's a really, I always encourage people that are coming in to make a day out of it. There's so much to do in Vancouver, and we're so central, and there's so many artists, and there's so many great bistros. It's great for that. And and my website is sacredstills.com, like a still, as in still photography. Mm-hmm. And it's funny because you, and Rosemary, you mentioned portals, and that's exactly what I did a lot of. I traveled the world shooting portals that I saw when I was just walking down the road or walking through a mountain area, and then there's this portal that would open up. So I started shooting all these portals, and then we couldn't travel. So that's why I went into the forest and I found all these portals.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
Rosemary, you share your information?
Sure. Rosemary Bird, my last name is B-U-R-D, and I'm at 1000 Parker Street. I'm up on the fourth floor, studio 465, and you can find my work on Instagram at rosemarybird.art.
Okay, Chantel?
I'm Chantel Cardinal, but I go by Felt à la Main with Love, which is felt by hand with love. I'm at the Arts Factory, which is 281 Industrial, on the corner of Industrial and Station. So I was saying on the map, we're either the first studio or the last studio that you see on the Eastside Culture Crawl map. And you can find my work on my website at feltlma.com or my Instagram, which is feltlma with love.
And I know it's felt really LMA. Long.
Felt, as in felting, FeltAlamain, with WithLove.
Oh, okay.
Next name will be shorter, I swear.
And then do you put all that in .com if somebody's going?
It's FeltLMA, just not the with love. So FeltLMA.com.
Okay.
If you put in my name, it'll come up anyway. If you put in Chantel Cardinal, it'll go to my website.
And spell that as well.
C-H-A-N-T-A-L C-A-R-D-I-N-A-L.
I'd like for each of you to speak to a little bit from each year. Is there something, some particular thing that someone does that pushes you to change or modify or makes you excited about doing something different with your work?
I love how everything is going much more digital, which is lens based, which is illumination, which is outdoors, which is just opened up the whole sector of where creativity, you know, traditionally has not gone before because of, you know, even AI now, and there's so much happening that's so fast, and it's almost overwhelming what's going on. And I find what's best is staying, you know, having interviews like this actually really clarify what your purpose and your art goals are and your structure. And I really appreciate that.
I'm really loving seeing how many people are talking about their medium, talking about their how they make their art, what they're making their art with, and trying to make that more sustainable. Trying to figure out what they can do that's going to be a greener way of operating. I find that really exciting.
I like that connection within your work too, that sustainability, found objects. You know, some people go out and spend tons of money getting art supplies, and when you talk about things that you found in nature repurposed.
Well, that's the whole other part of my practice are the textile pieces, and I use everything in them, from bottle caps, pieces of tin foil, you know, scraps of fabric. It's just I have a lot of fun with that.
Well, to me, it's all about making connections. So you never know who you're going to meet at the crawl. You never know what's going to come out of it at the crawl. So yes, I have a sign-up sheet like here for workshops or for newsletters to invite people to events. But sometimes years later, somebody will remember you and hire you for a workshop. Last year, I met somebody that says, oh, this would be great for Van Dusen Garden. And next thing you know, I'm doing a flower workshop at Van Dusen Garden.
Fantastic.
And it's all about those connections that you make. It doesn't have to be complicated. And unlike Gareth, I'm not a technology person. I do use it. But it's like I would rather be a person to person and literally educate one person at a time than trying to do online thing. My stuff is tactile, so it's really hard to communicate through a screen. But it's like getting your hands dirty. So it's making connections with people and in my practice.
Mm-hmm. What I like is the intergenerational nature of what you're doing, because as you said, you have some things that maybe women of a certain age like doing, but then getting your hands dirty and being able to touch, you know, kids as well as older people like to feel the medium. So I think it's exciting that you're talking about things that doesn't just pertain to some small sector of the population.
Yes.
I find one thing that really is a theme through all of ours. This is there's a story. And just the same way a totem is a story or a brand is a story, all artwork is a story. So we're always telling stories. We just happen to tell our stories visually. So I think that is a really strong component to building upon as media artists. I mean, we're all writers and we're all image makers. I'm starting painting now. It's just growing and growing. And if you keep your mind open to what's available out there, your growth is spectacular, unbelievable. And then you start connecting with people around the world and it's extraordinary. Mm-hmm. And also what we do is we do a lot of, we ask people questions. Like this behind me, it says, I owe you.
Oh, okay.
So I ask people, like, you know, again, if the forest, you know, what am I saying? If the forest could speak, what is it saying? Speak for me. And I have people write on these little cards and I write their age. And I'm stunned at what people come up with their mind. And I had everybody from the age of, I think, 18 months to 84 years old answer. So I post them all on the wall. So we have interaction so people can look at them. So that exchange, I think, is just big,
yeah.
Big love.
Yeah. This is just my, it's my third year doing the Culture Crawl. The first 2 years I was in a much smaller studio. So it's going to be my first year here at Parker. But I just wanted to emphasize this. It's a 4-day long visual arts festival and it is completely free. And you've got, I think we have over 450 artists or almost 450 artists taking part this year. And we expect to have thousands of people, maybe not all of them coming through our door at once. I hope not, but it does. The festival itself attracts tens of thousands of people across those 4 days. So those connections that we make with people are, I think that's why we open our doors.
And I like the fact that he made the point here about it's how art is made as well. So unlike going into a gallery, again, it's a very sterile environment. But when you go to an artist studio, you see stuff all over. I mean, it's kind of a controlled chaos. I think Chantel's space has got to be like that.
I've outgrown my space. It's definitely organized chaos. It's going vertical now. There's things under the table. I pull out boxes. Do you want to see raw fleece? Do you want to smell raw fleece?
Yeah. It's funny. I talk to so many people about wool now because everything is polyester. Now it's like you put on wool in this kind of weather, it generates heat. People don't know that.
Yeah.
Well,
polyester doesn't generate any heat. So
it's the only way to go in Vancouver. I moved to Vancouver from Montreal and I was freezing. Montreal's a lot colder, but Vancouver's a lot more humid.
Montreal's
and,
crazy.
You know, wool is your best friend here. And I didn't understand that until I actually moved here, believe it or not.
Yeah.
I think you're letting people get their hands on wool because, and talking about, do you have pictures of sheep in as well?
Of course. Of course there is. There's basically, literally I'll have bundles of like a specific fleece and then I'll have the picture of this is little Joe, this is a lamb's fleece versus they're all hues, most of them. They're all female sheep. And so this is Dilly and so-and-so. And but I mean, definitely I have the picture that goes with them so you can connect with them as much as I do because you don't get to go to the farm, but I'll bring the farm to you. And then just to make sure that you know, this little one gave me the coat off their back, literally. And every year it does that twice a year for the breed that I use, which is a Gotland sheep from originally from Sweden, but they can grow here. They're beautiful locks, and it's all about also educating people on where things come from.
Mm-hmm. And the appreciation, because you don't have to kill a sheep in order to get the wool.
Yeah.
Exactly. Oh, please don't. Yeah.
Yes.
And, it is not animal cruelty to give them a shave. If not, they get all matted and it gets really painful. It's a good thing. It's like our hair. We need to cut it off to make it healthier.
And tell those fleeces are really heavy too, aren't they?
Well, it depends on the breed, but yes, they can be. And also they're full of sometimes a bit of lanolin and humidity. So I get fleeces, they're about 5 to 7, 8. Bigger fleeces are about maybe 10 pounds, but usually it's about 5 to 7 pounds in the breed that I use mostly. Yeah. And that's just taking a weight off their back. And yeah, they're so happy. They bounce out of the shearing thing.
That would be nice pictures too.
And then there's also video. That's my technology, Gareth, is I actually have process videos of shearing and projects where they start. They start with the fleece, they get washed. So there's little videos that I have on rotation that shows people, you don't have to stay there for half an hour. They're usually 2 to 4 minutes, little things of just to get a little behind the scene, because I can't bring the farm to the studio, but I can definitely bring some images and videos and stuff. And some videos are a little chaotic because there's a lot of things going on when you're shearing, and then you have to wrangle the sheep, and then you have to skirt it, and then you have to label it, and then next one. And so that you get that frantic feeling of being there without actually getting your hands dirty.
What I'm imagining is Rosemary, and you know how you talk about snapping all these pictures.
Yes.
Of the process, that would be really interesting. Then you'd have an embroidered piece.
I think there's a collaboration here. There's something to be done here.
Yes, yes.
Charlotte.
Yes.
Charlotte, what is your contact information?
I write and I do films as Charlotte Sistaci, S-I-S-T-A-C, and Pharaoh. So my email is iamsistac@gmail.com.
Nice.
And then what I like is, you know, when you hear a word like crawl, sometimes almost in my brain I hear pub, because there's a lot of publicity about pub crawls. So this, you've shown people how much more it's a meditation opportunity, a creativity activity, a time to get your exercise in, as well as to meet a lot of people.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely. But if you want to have beer, this is also the place to come. In these areas where I think most of us are, there's probably a brew pub within walking distance. So,
or two or three.
Or two.
Absolutely.
And eateries, dance. I mean, there's a dance center across the street. It's just vibrant. I mean, the thing is, if you come to the crawl, spend the day, right? Go to the crawl a little bit, go have some dinner, go enjoy Vancouver, then come back to it. It's something that you can go in and out. And I think it's probably been more beneficial than trying to power through it. Mm-hmm. I've had people trying to power through.
But let's not scare people that don't like big crowds. There is, if you want to do a quieter thing, you go down on Thursday night.
Yeah.
Thursday night is usually a little quieter. People haven't started their weekend yet, and they're not as frantic. So if you're not wanting to, you know, get your elbows up with the crowds, Thursday night is the time to come and visit the studios and have a little bit more one-on-one.
Mm-hmm. Sounds like immersion reactivation for people who've done all of their things by Zoom for 2 years. But now there's real people out there and real things you can touch.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. And I think that's a huge attraction for people to be able to come back and do that.
If you want to meet a quiet artist, do it on a Sunday morning. They're going to be really quiet. Because I see maybe a couple dozen people in the studio a year, because you're working, you're quiet. And then you get like 1,500, 1,000 people coming through in 4 days. So my dog and I are like, we're standing in the corner.
Does the dog get excited with people? Or just
oh, very. I give her a little bit of CBD. Mm. Yeah, it works. Well, they're Jack Russells. They're Jack Russells. So they're just, they're, yeah.
That's a lot of dog in a small body.
I know. Same as me. I'm a small little guy. I'm a small little Asian man. And then it just, you know, stuff's coming out of my head all the time. So.
Charlotte, I was just going to mention too that another great way to preview the crawl is to go to some of the art exhibits that are on.
Yeah.
Because there are four different ones.
Pendulum.
Pendulum Gallery. Alternative Arts on Venables.
Vancouver East Cultural Center. Culch.
At the Culch and also the Fire Hall.
Fire Hall.
No, Strange Fellows.
Strange Fellows, yes.
Strange Fellows is a brewery and a gallery at the same time.
That's right.
Get tick two things off your boxes.
And those are already ongoing. The opening was last Thursday. What day are we today? Monday. So the openings were last Thursday night. So they'll be going on. These are the preview Out of Control. That's what it's called this year's theme. To showcase, I don't know, like it feels like hundreds of artists that make it into those shows.
Yeah. And those shows are a lot of them are actually going on past the crawl as well, the crawl dates. I think some of them go right to the end of November.
That's great.
Yeah.
I think the themes, but also the kind of human values. Talking about the climate change, I'm happy that you've highlighted that and also given people examples that it's not all about the technical things to change, but something as simple as art and found objects and plants. I'm really like the way that you have shared that because people, sometimes art gets put as way over here. It's for certain kind of people, it's certain income groups, it's certain races. It's just really the way that you've communicated this is a... it's timely, it's trendy, and it's easy to do. You don't have to go someplace else. You can go right down right down to the east side.
Yeah. The other thing I would mention, too, is that there are a number of things happening online. So this week, there are a couple of talking art sessions online. I think those start tonight. And there's also...
You guys are in that, right?
Chantel and I are doing one on of course, sorry, those are going to be passed by the time this airs, but another year, look for those. It's called Talking Art on from the 6th to the 8th of November. And
I'm hoping there's going to be recordings. So there, I'm assuming there's going to, it's a Zoom. So I'm assuming there's going to be recordings that if people can't attend live, there's probably going to be an archived so you can go probably check.
Yeah, probably you'll probably have an archive on YouTube.
Right, or else on the Culture Crawl website. Mm-hmm. But yeah, and it does say the preview exhibits Out of Control. They started October 23rd and they run to November the 25th at the different galleries.
Well, that's good. People will still hear about it. Could you give the Culture Crawl website again information?
Sure, culturecrawl.ca. So C-U-L. TURECRAWL.CA. And you can find all the information about the open studios. You can look at the artist profiles. You can see the different events that are going on. Get started planning your Culture Crawl weekend.
Okay, Paul just got a pin. So can you say that website again?
Sure. Culturecrawl.ca, CulturecrawL.ca. And if you go to the Culture Crawl website, you can also get on the Culture Crawl mailing list, which will keep you updated about crawl happenings throughout the year.
And there's programs and maps and cards and posters at quite a few of the artist locations as well.
Yeah.
As well as the East Side Culture Crawl, or East Side Society office.
East Side Art Society.
Yeah, Art Society.
Yeah.
And what about accessibility? If people are using a walker, a wheelchair, will they be able to get into the buildings, move from floor to floor in the building that has all stairs?
Some buildings are more accessible than others. And they will always be marked. If you get to the program will tell you if there is wheelchair access. So you can see that before you decide to go down to a place, you can see whether you'll actually be able to get in to see everything. So for instance, for Parker Street, I know what they do is they open up the elevator and they have a manned elevator running during the time of the crawl so that people can get up and down the stairs.
That's excellent. Well, I thank you each for sharing your information, your enthusiasm and energy. I feel excited to know about it, and I'll get there before it is it finishes. I'm traveling.
I'm on Thursday. I'll be in back.
I won't be back for this Thursday, but I'll be there before the Quilter Crawl ends.
Great.
So your email was imsista@gmail.com?
Sister C. I am Sistac.
C. Yeah. PAC. Okay. I'll just send you over what I wrote. So I speak a bit fast, so it's hard to.
Yeah.
I look forward to seeing your work and just the fact of the way that you share and encourage people to know other artists. Some people, it's all about themselves, but you all have really shared how ideas of ways that you can collaborate, but other things to look at that other artists are doing. So you painted a beautiful picture of the East Side Crawl, and I know people are happy that it's resuming. And you, with your personal information again on how people can get in touch with you, I'm sure there'll be people who want to have workshops and know how to work with you, because what you're doing, this is one thing, when you talk about portals, each of you have mentioned portals, and you know, a lot of people have seen portals through Harry Potter, but what do you specifically mean by a portal? I'll ask each of you, what do you mean when you talk about portals?
Well, for me, it started with that notion of trying to find a way of meditating that let me go deeper and that let me go inwards. So mine are these stitched, it's almost like a stitched meditation of circles getting increasingly smaller, going through like layers and layers of fabrics. My biggest one has had 20 layers of fabric.
Wow.
My most of the ones that I do are smaller because they're just done and often just done in one sitting. They're an invitation to go deeper.
Mm, wonderful. What about you, Chantel?
Well, I'm more of a almost going back and reconnecting to where things come from. So connecting to materiality, instead of speeding ahead and just, you know, getting busier and busier, I'm actually slowing down and taking a step back and seeing where things come from. So connecting to materiality and our planet and where things are originating and just reconnecting. So not going full speed ahead, but literally slowing down and taking a breath.
Yeah, thank you. I think just that's a relief too for people who feel like we're just hurtling.
Yep. Yeah. That was me all my life. So the fact that going backwards and sort of, I didn't know that that's the place I needed to be. Is the more I go ahead, the more I need to go to slow down and go backwards.
Mm. I like the concept of portals as being like a threshold. When like liminal illusions, liminality is that undefined space. It's that space is in flux. So I'd love to really work in there, whether it would be the forest, whether it would be people, whether it would be spaces that we see around our lives. I've really enjoyed that. I've enjoyed sharing that, and I've enjoyed opening people's minds to it as well. So it's important. I think it's something that. You're redefining terminologies and terms and meaning to specific words. And I think that is what opens people's mind up. If you can push, people come to your studio and you can push their mind like that much, 1 inch. Like when you're born, your life's like this. It's a portal. Mm. I mean, you're like this. But as you we get older, our life scrolls down. So as artists, I think you're constantly pushing people's boundaries to get a greater, interpretation of what is happening. certainly we need those portals. You turn on the news today and it's almost nerve-wracking. It's almost like you start to shake a little bit when you start reading and listening to things. So I think the East Side Culture Crawl is a great opportunity to like escape that and to come into the different world that is not presented by the media and presented by the artists of Vancouver and East Side, and go crawl.
Go crawl. Yeah, you've given me a whole different, even mental illusion of crawl, because at first, you know, picture baby crawling along, you know, but when your crawl is really crawling through layers of things, crawling through where you can see new pathways, new combinations, new fabrics, even new spaces, because we do need new spaces when every hour people are just reminding you of the doom, gloom, war, et cetera, in the world. And so with these portals, you show that there's, will excite some people on just getting into their own discovery of what's right there, that found objects. When you talk about found objects and then making them into something, and then also treasuring things like wool, where people have said, oh, nobody's wearing that anymore. We said, but somebody's designing with it. Somebody's making whole new worlds with it. But I thank you for sharing that insight and inspiration to people and having them crawl on down. Upright.
Thank you, Charlotte, for letting us share.
Thank you, Charlotte.
Thanks
that.
For having us.
In the crawl, for sure.
Okay, well, I look forward to seeing you somewhere along the crawl. Again,
thank you.
This has been Salua, Speak Up, Listen Up, Act Upon, where we have had people, Chantel, Garrett, and
Rosemary.
Because you know when it has R.A.B. Rab's phone, I thought, who's Rab? Rosemary, thankful for them coming and sharing their time and getting us excited about the crawl, something that's going to lead into a whole different cool season. We're going to be cool and hot and warm and inspired. So you will be able to act upon what you've heard by going and supporting the artist, going and making that schedule of what you can do each day and not rush. Just go and be inspired. Go and live the inside crawl. So I will see you there possibly in the next week.
Thank you.
Thanks, Charlotte.
Will this episode air this Friday? Will this episode air Friday at 10 o'clock?
Yes.
Okay.
Yes.
I love your radio station. I've been listening to it a lot. On Friday, there was a poet, and he did spoken word, and he was extraordinary.
Wow.
I don't know. From Whitehorse? Mm. Yeah, it was. I listened to that for over an hour. It was beautiful.
Yeah, I do.
Congratulations.
There's sometimes half poets on. It ends with, when I say, what time is it? It's love time, poem time. That's a poem that I made collaborating with some jazz musicians. So
nice.
You'll be going out with that. So thank you again.
Beautiful. Thank you, Charlotte. Thank you. Really appreciate this opportunity.
Well, I really appreciate you all.
Thank you.
Love time, poem time. Love time, poem time, time for words to pattern and rhyme. Love time, poem time, time for words to wash the wounds, bind the lashes and play bassoon. Love time, poem time, time for poems, poets and singers, time to untie life's ringers. Poem time, love time, time for you to reveal to me, unravel all your mystery. Time for joy and utter grace, rest from toiling in this place. Place of poems, place of words, place for love instead of swords. Love time, poem time, love time, poem time. time. Times for words from heaven to shine. Love time, poem time. Time for words to pattern and rhyme. Love time, poem time. Times for words to wash the wounds, bind the lashes and play bassoon. Love time.
Thank you. You're listening to CJSF 90.1 FM Radio. Burnaby.